Are you curious about that one supplement that I take every single day? In fact, multiple times a day? Head on over to Organifi.com/Varga, use promo code Varga to save 20% off of your next order. Why I love Organifi is they are glyphosate-free, non-GMO, superfoods, and adaptogenic fruit juice blends. Superfoods are really important for your everyday metabolic processes, and adaptogens are really key to help you overcome stress in stressful situations. Stress is a sign of being alive, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just make sure we have adaptogens on board so we can cruise through that stress, overcome those obstacles with greater grace and ease. Enjoy today's episode on the School of Radiance podcast, and you're going to love Organifi. Welcome, friends, to today's recording here on the Rachel Varga podcast. I am so incredibly blessed to be hanging out with all of you and to have actually one of my dear mentors and really a woman that I've looked up to for the last few years here. We're going to talk about nutrition for beauty and overcoming hardships with none other than JJ Virgin. Let me tell you a little bit about her. JJ Virgin is a triple board certified nutrition expert and fitness hall of famer. She's passionate about advocating, exercising, and eating smarter. JJ helps people stay fired up and healthy as they age so they feel their best even after age 40, 50, 60, and beyond. JJ is a prominent TV and media personality whose previous features include co-hosts of TLC's Freaky Eaters, 2 years as the on-camera nutritionist for Weight Loss Challenges on Dr. Phil, and numerous appearances on PBS, Dr. Oz, Rachel Ray, Access Hollywood, and The Today Show. She also speaks regularly and has shared the stage with notables, including Seth Godin, Lisa Nichols, who I adore, Mark Hyman, Dan Bruttner, and Mary Morrissey, who is also a woman who is on a mission to help people just live happier, brighter, lighter lives. JJ is the author of 4 New York Times bestseller books, The JJ Virgin Diet, The Virgin Diet Cookbook, JJ Virgin's Sugar Impact Diet, and JJ Virgin's Sugar Impact Diet Cookbook. Her latest book, Warrior Mom, which I highly recommend you guys pick up a copy of. It's highly inspirational, how to overcome adverse events and things in our lives, which happens as a human. And she shares 7 secrets to be bold, brave, resilient, shows caregivers everywhere how to be strong, positive leaders for their families while exploring the inspirational lessons JJ has learned as she fought for her own son's life. JJ Virgin, it is such an absolute pleasure to have you joining us here today. How are you?
Thank you. I am great. How are you?
Great. Yeah. I mean, woman to woman, there's always some crazy stuff happening in our lives. And I've just learned so much from you as a mentor from a distance here over the last few years. And, you know, one of the reasons we're bringing JJ on here today is to talk all about nutrition for beauty and aging well. This is your jam. JJ, what do we need to know to get great, healthy, clear skin and age like health icons like yourself?
You know, I still remember. So growing up, I at like age 11 started breaking out, and I have this PTSD memory of my mom pulling me under the light with these long fingernails, like trying to extract blackheads and squeeze pimples. And it'd be like, Mom, you know, it was just awful. And it started this whole cycle of me trying to figure out why my skin was breaking out. And back then, you know, the big reigning thought was it was chocolate. So I quit chocolate and nothing changed. And I went to doctor after doctor after doctor, and they kept telling me that food had nothing to do with it. I know. Now, you realize it wasn't the chocolate. It was the milk chocolate. It was the dairy in the chocolate, and it was the sugar in the chocolate that were creating the problem. But it literally took me, and it's so frustrating to think of all the years I suffered with bad skin, kind of thinking, okay, well, once I get, you know, once I'm not a teenager anymore, this will happen. You know, okay, once I hit 30, this will get cleared. And it wasn't until I really figured out food intolerance that I was able to clear up my skin for good and have it no longer be an issue. And that was when I was able to connect the dots and go, all right, you know, what are the things that are creating inflammation? And also, what are some of the trigger foods that can really, really show on your face? Because when you look at it, your face is just a reflection of what's going on inside, right? So, you know, if you're trying to fix your skin by putting all these things in topically, but you're putting things into your body that are creating inflammation and are aging you, that's not going to work. You're starting in the wrong place. Like fix your fork first to fix your face, and then use the topicals. Like I love topicals, but we gotta start fixing from the inside out. So the first thing that I discovered is that probably the two worst foods for your skin are dairy and sugar, like hands down. And you're shaking your head, so I'm like, this is the important thing because this is your world. But boy, if you have any issues with acne, pull the dairy. Like pull that dairy out. What a difference. But then sugar, like if you are trying to slow down the aging process, the single most aging thing that you can do to your skin food-wise is to eat sugar. It is so aging. It has this process called glycation. So in glycation is where protein can bind with carbohydrates not needing enzymes and creates wrinkly. And the best way to give you the example of this is to look at the crust of bread. That is glycation in action. You do not want that. You don't want to be they always call the crusty old man. You don't want to be the crusty old woman. And so that's what sugar does. And the worst sugars of all, which is crazy when you think of this, for doing this glycation, in fact, this is like 7 times any other sugar, is fructose. So where we might look at, you know, things like fruit juice as something that could be great for us, while fruit juice couldn't be. So things that are high in fructose, agave, apple juice concentrates, things like this can be super aging to your skin. So in looking at how do you do great things for your skin? Well, the first thing you want to do is find out where sugar is sneaking into your diet, and you want to get it out. Now, all carbohydrates turn to sugar. It's really a matter of whether you're mainlining it. You're eating things like honey and high fructose corn syrup and processed foods and white flour, or you're making it slowly from the food you eat, like broccoli and lentils and raspberries. So I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the mainlining here that's really creating a problem. That's step one. Step two, because not only do you have the glycation, you also have a lot of inflammation from that. Step two is to figure out your hidden food intolerances. So I talk about the sugar part in my sugar impact diet. I talk about food intolerances in the virgin diet. And one of the most common things that starts to happen, and I discovered this when I was working in weight loss resistance, and I would go around the country and talk to doctors. I had a 3-day seminar called Overcoming Weight Loss Resistance. And one of the things I found in doing this was I found this test called food sensitivity test. And what would do is look at foods that you're reacting to because you have leaky gut. The most common foods being dairy, gluten, eggs, soy, corn, peanuts. And then things that would exacerbate this would be sugar and artificial sweeteners. And so one of the other things you want to look at is, are you eating foods that you are reacting to, that you're intolerant to? Because if you are, you will create an inflammatory response. So the next thing I always have people do is pull out gluten, dairy, eggs, corn, soy, peanuts, sugar, and artificial sweeteners, pull them out for at least 3 weeks, get yourself established to a new normal. I think so often what we have going on, Rachel, is that people don't know what feeling good really feels like. Like, you know, they're used to starting the morning with a muffin and a latte, not realizing that that muffin, if you just pulled the icing off a cupcake, you have a muffin, right? That muffins are really high in sugar. Then you have the latte with the dairy. So you hit yourself with gluten, with dairy, with eggs, with, you know, with sugar right out of the gate. That if you can pull these things out for 3 weeks, you can reduce the inflammation. You can get rid of the immune complexes that have built up from eating these foods. You can start to feel what feeling good really feels like. Then you can go back and test them out and see if these foods work for you or they don't. But here's 2 quick ways that you can now reduce the inflammation and slow down that glycation process. So first 2 things are that. The next thing that's really important is to make sure that you're getting good, clean protein, right? So that you get the building blocks for your hair, your skin, your nails. And one of the key things here is that you want to make sure you're eating, and this is where I get really frustrated in kind of the vegan world, is they'll go, you know, animal protein is bad. Well, we've got to look at the type. There is such a big difference between pastured pork, grass-fed meat, and factoried animals. If you're eating the factory animals, you're getting a lot of inflammation there, a lot of inflammatory oils. But if you're eating clean protein with the you know, grass-fed, you're going to get more of these omega-3s, more of the anti-inflammatory fats, and you're going to get the clean protein you need. So that's the first thing. The second thing is you need to make sure you're also digesting that protein. You're able to break it down so your body can use it. If you are over the age of 35 or you're under any kind of stress, you may have started to lose some of those digestive enzymes, some of the hydrochloric acid. So you're eating this protein, you can't really digest it well. So that's the other piece, is you want to make sure that you're taking digestive enzymes so that you can break down these protein wells so that your body can use this so that you have the building blocks you need for your hair, skin, and nails. So food intolerance, sugar, protein. I've got a couple more. Shall I keep going?
Healthy Absolutely.
Fats. So healthy fats. And this is another one that quite often we start to lose the ability to really break down our fats. You might know this because you're kind of looking in the bathroom. Here's the best way to say it. I don't know the way to do this, Rachel. You got skid marks in the toilet. You may not be breaking down your fats well. You've got like oily, it looks a little oily in the toilet. Try some lipase, try some things that help break down the fats. But you want to make sure you're eating good, clean, healthy fats, especially more of the anti-inflammatory fats like those omega-3s, things like freshly ground flaxseed meal, chia seeds, cold water fish, especially clean wild salmon, clean wild halibut, because these things help balance that anti-inflammatory balance of fats. And so more omega-3s. That's super important too. And then you've heard about eating from the rainbow of fruits and vegetables. I think we need to look at fruit eating 1 to 2 pieces a day. Not eating dried fruit, I call it candy, not eating juice, it's like a soda, not eating syrups, because those things like apple juice concentrate, that's syrup, but eating 1 or 2 pieces of fresh fruit a day, and then as 5 or more servings of non-starchy vegetables, of all the bright colors, so you get the antioxidants, the nutrients there that help reduce what's called oxidative stress. That is the cutting the apple open, it's browning when exposed to air. If you put lemon juice on it, you have an antioxidant, it stops that process. We want to stop that process inside as well. So that's where you're getting all the fruits and vegetables that help you tremendously. And then there's a couple other key important things. It's how you assemble these meals. One of the things that's so important for your skin and weight loss and mood and energy and, you know, like risk of dementia on down, is having good blood sugar balance. And that comes from the way that you put your meals together. Having clean protein, having healthy fats, having fiber from a little bit of slow, low carbs, things like legumes or wild rice or squashes, and loads of non-starchy vegetables makes it so it's easy for you to stay satiated, because the protein and fiber slow down stomach emptying. And the fat triggers the release of some chemicals in the small intestine to tell your brain you're full. So really important to have that great blend, that trifecta, I call it, for blood sugar balance and satiety. And then it's not just what you're eating, it's also when you're eating. And I love that this has become more and more and more of a thing. But I think as it first started to come out with intermittent fasting and some of these different diets, and I still remember this because I was on the Today Show with David Chinchinko, who'd written the book Eat This, Not That. But this next book he'd written was all about you could eat whatever you wanted as long as it was within this fasting window. And I'm like, David, so now you're saying you can eat that just during this time. You know, it's like, this is a little ridiculous. And yes, when you eat at the right times, it can make a big difference, but it doesn't give you the ability to eat whatever the hell you want. Let's be honest. You have to eat the right stuff, but also at the right times, because there is a big difference between eating, you know, your wild salmon, broccoli, and wild rice at midnight versus eating it at 6 o'clock at night. So what I teach people to do is, step one, eat by the plate, because that's going to improve your satiety. Step two, start getting a lot of water, green tea, black coffee in between your meals, not with your meals, so you don't dilute your stomach acid. Number three, kick the snacks out, because when you're eating snacks, you're raising blood sugar. If you're raising blood sugar, you're raising insulin. If you keep doing that, you keep insulin high, insulin's inflammatory. So we're going to get the snacks out, so you're eating 2 to 3 meals a day. Next step, stop eating 3 to 4 hours before bed. That does not mean stay up later. That's super important, because the first thing that happened when I started telling people this, Rachel, is I'd say, okay, stop eating 3 to 4 hours before bed. And someone's like, I went to bed at 2 then. I'm like, that's not what I meant. Stop eating 2 to 3 to 4 hours before bed. If you're a little hungry before bed, have a glass of water. Ideally, after dinner, do a walk. And then when you get up in the morning, do a little bit of a fast workout and push breakfast a little bit so that you're getting at least a 12-hour overnight fast. That's step one. But then what we want to work through is a couple days a week is being able to push that. So now you're having maybe a little brunch. So breakfast now pushes to maybe 10, 11, and then you have a little bit earlier dinner. This is an easy thing to pull off on the weekend. So maybe you're having dinner around 5 and you're getting yourself to eat within a 6 to 8 hour window instead. So we can start to enhance stem cell production, trigger some autophagy, some cellular waste detox, and kind of some advanced insulin sensitivity work. So that's kind of the basic stuff that can really make a big impact. And here's what's super awesome about all this. All the things that help with better skin, better hair, better nails, also help with better blood sugar, also help with losing body fat, also help with better bones. You know, it's just crazy. Yes, all the stuff that you do ends up, you know, that you do for one thing, the beauty diet would also be the heart diet, the brain diet, you know, right?
Yeah, and I'll echo everything you just said. I actually started recently integrating just because I was in a car accident. My head got rattled a little bit. I'm on a very specific brain diet right now for headaches. And actually integrating more raw salmon into my diet has made a massive difference. We're talking wild, fresh salmon. I'll eat that as often as I can. And it's crazy how satiated I am from eating cleaner proteins. And what would be your tip regarding avoiding oils? Because oils in our food are like the new smoking. So what oils do we need to avoid, JJ? I know you're an expert on this.
I don't know that I'm a big expert on this one. I know there's a whole lot. Here's my bigger thing, because I know, you know, everything is now is about linoleic acid and avoiding this. I also think that we have to not be obsessive and crazy. And you know what I found is if we start to really try to unprocess our diet, a lot of that gets resolved. I mean, don't go buy like vegetable oil or corn oil, and don't like, that's kind of obvious. For me, I just don't use oils that much. I mean, I basically cook with coconut oil or ghee. Sometimes we'll use some avocado oil, and we use extra virgin olive oil. Like, you know, when you really look at, like, I don't use oil that much. I think where we're really getting in trouble is with more of the processed foods. So that's where I see the real issue. Most people know better than to go get some corn oil and pour it all over everything, right? But they're getting these damaged fats and inflammatory oils and some of this processed stuff. So where we have to be careful. And honestly, you know, you can't say no processed foods. I personally love protein powders to use for smoothies. So you kind of look at it and go, you've got to look at which kind of processed foods. When we're trying to say avoid processed foods, what are we trying to avoid? Well, we're trying to avoid things that have got crappy ingredients. So you really need to know how to read these labels to know which things, you know, what are the things we should choose. I think you should get as close to nature as possible. You know, you should unprocess your diet. And then when you are using things like protein powders, get clean ones that don't have garbage in them. Simple stuff. You know, I think where we get in a lot of problems, right? It's like the problems come in things like you're trying to eat healthy. And so you go buy some of these things that are like, okay, there's these gluten-free this, or, you know, right, gluten-free cookies and gluten-free cupcakes and keto this and blah, blah, blah. And honestly, I look at them all the time because I'm like, ooh, what's that? But a lot of them have the garbage in them.
Yes, they do. Those hidden toxins, it's just like hidden toxins in your skincare, right? Mm-hmm. And I would love to just add to this. I'm of the skin type, Fitzpatrick skin type 2. I burn like nothing. Anytime I get an acne breakout, I get a red scar, which is a sign of inflammation on my skin, and it sticks around a little bit. And as I'm sure you can appreciate this, JJ, sometimes when we style our beautiful hair, we burn our fingers with our curling iron. Oh my God,
I have scars. It's literally on my, I literally dropped a curling iron one day on my shoulder. I'm like, did I really just do that? I do. I have a scar. I have like scars on my arm.
Yeah. So let me share a tip here, guys. Work,
Rachel.
Let me share a tip here. So I was actually getting ready and I dropped my curling iron on my forearm and I had this massive mark here. Ooh. I was like, oh shoot, I'm going to have this huge scar. What did I do? I leaned into taking my omega fatty acids and all of my supplements. They're great for hair, skin, nails, and also dealing with inflammation in the body. No scar. And this is like, I know. So
I would never have thought of that. Hey, I do want to give you one thing that's really important. You know, having had a son with a traumatic brain injury, and you said, you know, you gotten hit by a car. I was driving down the freeway talking to a friend on the phone, and I saw the freeway was slowing, and I saw this car coming behind me. I look behind me. I'm like, uh-oh, you know, this car was flying by me. And I thought, oh, that's not good. I was in the, you know, second to the far left lane. They were flying by me. And the next thing I know, they realize they start to skid because they realize they're into traffic slowing on the freeway. They've been going like 80. They're coming into 35 and they start to skid and they start to spin. And they're come right back at me. Now, they'd been drag racing a truck. The truck was right behind me. The truck hits me from the back. This car spins and hits me from the front. It was like, boom, right? And I didn't remember any of it. I was describing the entire thing on the phone to my friend. And I got taken out in a stretcher, et cetera. And I mean, I had that one of those concussions where if they touched you, you would throw up. It was so bad. And the biggest thing is you're going through these things, man. Fish oil, you said already, I'm eating salmon. You want to kick that fish oil up. You just kick it. I had Grant on 20 grams of fish oil, 20 grams, and antioxidants. It's an important thing when you are doing fish oils, make sure you're doing antioxidants with them so that you don't have any problems with oxidation, but huge help. So the other thing that's important there too is we never know when we're going to hit our head. I mean, you didn't know that was going to happen to you. Like, it's not like you go, you know, today I'm going to, someone's going to T-bone me. We don't
know. Yeah, I was T-boned yesterday. So right. I'm leaning into all my supplements 100%.
So since you never know this, the one thing that we do know is that fish oil protects your brain from these things. So we all know that you're going to hit your head somewhere along the line. We just do. So make sure you're taking your fish oil. It is so critical. Also, curcumin's another biggie here. So make sure you're getting your curcumin in.
Yeah, I definitely will. I really appreciate that and that transparency. So I really just want to give a shout out to you because you have written your book, New York Times bestselling book, Warrior Mom, and you overcame some serious life adversities. Your son was literally left for dead and you asked for help. And I think a lot of us have difficulties asking for help when we need it. And so what advice can you share with us if we're in a situation where, you know, we do need to call on our support networks? What was that like for you when you did that? And how did you feel when you then received all that help?
So first of all, it's interesting. I don't know that I would have asked for help if it was for me. But when your son is lying, you know, hovering between life and death, asking for help is, you know, I was like immediately asked for help. And I remember the email I sent out to my community and said, I don't need your sympathy. I need your support. Here's what's going on with him. Anything you know, anything you're hearing about is the latest breakthroughs in traumatic brain injury. Send them over. So that was the first thing that I did. Here's what I started to realize as I was going through this. And then I had an experience and I went, that sealed the deal for asking for help. As I laid that out, people came in droves. Now, Rachel, what was interesting is it wasn't who I expected. Like you think when you're in a situation like this, your closest friends, your best friends will be the ones that stand by you. But they're not necessarily the ones that have the capacity to handle it. And that's really important because at first I was very upset. I was instead of recognizing the people who were showing up, who were amazing, who weren't who I expected. First, I was kind of like, well, where's so-and-so, you know? And you kind of realize later when you're faced with this type of a situation, not everyone can handle it. Everyone has a different capacity and everyone has a different capacity in life to support in different ways. So it was incredible the people who showed up, like Dr. Hyla Kass came, you know, with all these stress supplements and would bring me homemade chicken kale soup. And Dr. Joan Rosenberg would come and just sit with me and Dr. Suzanne Benjamin. I mean, they were amazing people who were showing up. Some of them people I didn't really even know that well. And I remember it feeling like a little guilty and like, what can I do? And you know, I'm not used to people just giving to me so much. And then after we'd been going through this for 4.5 months and we'd left the hospital, we made the decision to go back to the children's hospital in LA and to bring Christmas gifts to all the children there, because we'd been there at Christmas the year before and we knew what this was like. And so I went with Grant, and Grant was still coming out of all of this, but he was aware enough and could have conversations. So we go back to the hospital with all of these gifts, and we're giving gifts to all these children, and I'm talking to the parents and Grant's talking to the kids. And there was a family there from Guam. They'd lost their son to leukemia, and now their daughter had leukemia. And the Children's Hospital will help anyone. You don't have to have the financials to do it. So they'd flown from Guam to Children's Hospital. They were staying at the Ronald McDonald House. Their 16-year-old daughter was in the hospital, and they'd leave their three other daughters at home, and they'd lost their son. You know, it's like you look at this perspective and you go, my life is easy, right? So I'm talking to the mom, and Grant is talking to the daughter, and the daughter is telling him how the only thing she wants for Christmas is to see her sisters. And I'm thinking, well, I have a lot of airline miles. So I told the mom, I go, listen, I have a lot of airline miles. So I am going to fly your daughters out so that your other daughter can have that as for a Christmas present. And she's like, oh my gosh, you can't do that. And I go, no, this is a mom to mom thing. I can totally do this. Of course, I go and find out that I didn't know where Guam was. It's a long way from LA, and my airline didn't fly there. So, I was like, but I was already committed. And I'm like, wow. So I flew the kids in. And I think the fact that it was a little bit of a hardship to do it probably even made it more important. It wasn't easy. I had to dig in to figure out how to make this happen. I fly these kids in. I get the pictures of this reunion with the other daughter. And it was one of those like top 10 experiences. And the sad thing is, like, that was the last time those girls all got to be together, because the daughter ended up passing of leukemia. And, you think about that later and I think, God, that was such a really special thing to be able to be a small part of. And probably the other people made that drive to the hospital to see Grant, to pray for Grant, people who I didn't know, who were driving hours. And I kept thinking, oh my gosh, like, I can't believe they're doing this. But you don't think about the fact that when you're asking for help and someone's able to do that for you, that they're probably getting as much out of it as you are.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that story. And what I've heard is that when you are of service to others, it should be a little inconvenient for it to actually be of service to others. Yeah. And, I did a shout out on my social media last night. It's like, I'm in the hospital. I need your prayers for a fast recovery. I'm in pain. And someone just delivered flowers to my house. And, it's really important for us as women to not always just put on that strong front. And when we are vulnerable, to ask for help, receive those prayers, and pay it forward in many other ways that we can, when we can, and in just the right way for just the right individual.
It's how we connect. Everything, a couple key points, like, perfect day, everything went well, you felt awesome, your hair was great, someone sent you flowers, you probably didn't get through the end of the day and went, wow, I really grew personally and spiritually today. It's like, no, you weren't challenged. You're never better than really when you're challenged, So it's super important to just look for those things. And then what you said was so important. It's like getting vulnerable. That's how we connect. We connect through the vulnerability and the wounds.
100%.
We don't connect because I'm having a great hair day. You're having a great, that's not how we connect.
It's before we hop on live. It's like, how are you doing today? Well, actually it's like this. And it's important to just be real so that people that can support you are going to come out of the woodworks to support you.
Yeah. So, and it may not be who you suspected.
Yeah. I still don't know who sent me flowers, but it's to cheer me up. And whoever sent me flowers, I'm just grateful, because it made me cry when I got the call from the florist. So thank you.
That's so sweet. The universe sent you flowers.
Thank you. So JJ, what are the ways that you personally balance your body, mind, spirit, and energy? Because you are an icon. You were the first person to, do online nutrition and fitness coaching. So How do you do that with your family? Balance your body, mind, spirit, energy.
I don't know if I was the first person, but I'm definitely an OG. I'm stepping into role, man. And, okay. So I think balance is a myth. Like, I think balance is impossible. So, but because when you think about it, like a teeter totter, there's like that brief little teeny little time when everything's balanced and then it's whoop, right? So I think actually when we put it on ourselves that we have to balance all these things, we set ourselves up for failure and we're going to feel bad. So let's just like smush the balance idea and let's think about more in harmony. How do we live in harmony when we realize, hey, 1 week, maybe my priority is going to be on business. 1 week, my priority will be more on family. 1 week, my priority is going to be more on me, right? And kind of look at what are my priorities going to be? I'm in a mastermind group right now. And what they have us do each month is they have us look at things and talk about our, like where, kind of how we rated, how much we spent on our family that month versus how much we focused on our career that month versus, and I go, that's really great because it's not going to be 10, 10, 10. It's just not. You know, sometimes it has to go really high towards business. When Grant got hit, hey, it went really high towards family. So, you know, if you're not doing well right now, like right now, as you get through this accident, it's going to be really, really high on health. And that's okay. It's not going to be high on all. Like that can't be. We're going to have this kind of harmony and certain things need to get more attention at different times. When Grant got hit and I was standing in the hospital after the first 24 hours, kind of realizing the depths of the situation, that my son now is in a coma, multiple brain bleeds, 13 fractures. He'd gotten through a surgery for his torn aorta. He had a stent. He was through that, but we had no idea when he was going to wake up. And that I was 3 weeks away from launching a book that I'd invested everything in. And that in order for me to save my son, I had to make this book go even bigger than I'd planned so I could do what I needed for him. I surveyed the situation, you know, after the crap, you know, you're like, oh my gosh. I went, all right, in order to pull this off, I have to put my self-care first because I cannot walk into an ICU with a sniffle. And so I have to be able to operate at this high level of stress. And so I got to make sure I'm getting my sleep. Then I'm like, I cranked my supplements. I ate perfectly. I thought I have no margin for error. I can't, you know, stay out late and drink wine. It's like, that's out. You know, it's like sleep well, squeeze in exercise. A lot of times it was running up and down the hospital stairs, eating perfectly and reaching like, when I was freaked out, having friends around me to support me and really managing my mindset. So I put that above everything else. And then I looked at, okay, next thing is I have to make sure that I'm absolutely there for my son, that I'm making sure my other son, who's now 2 hours, you know, away is hanging in there, who's just saw his brother nearly die. And I need to make sure this book goes, what doesn't need to happen anymore? And I think this is something important inventory we should all do because you look, when you really look at what you do, there's a lot of stuff that doesn't need to happen. I just went to a Dr. Joe Dispenza workshop and, you know, one of the things that happens as you come out of there is you commit to doing meditation and those meditations that he does are anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour and a half. And he's like, you know, and you should be doing more of these. And I'm like, okay, how am I going to find this time? And then you start to really look and you go, what things could get cut out? And when you really get down to it, if you're standing in the hospital looking at your son going, in order to save my son's life, these are the things that I have to do. What can get cut out? You'd be amazed how many things can get cut out, that there's things that in your life you could just automate, bill paying, automate, you know, auto ship stuff that you need to your house. Like what could you automate? What can you have someone else do, delegate? And what can you flat out delete? Right? I call it my ADD. And my kind of rule of thumb there is if someone else could do it better, faster, or cheaper, it's delegated.
Mm-hmm. So I've learned two massive things from you. I do consider you one of my teachers and mentors. So thank you for your influence on my professional and personal development. One thing, stop using the word authentic. You're the one that taught me that one. And number two, I'm going to take away from you is to not use the word balance, but harmonize is a much better word.
Oh, you switched it.
I sure did. learn from the best, right? And it's funny, right before this call, I was feeling pretty darn crummy. I was in a lot of pain, not feeling good. Brain wasn't working very well. So I went outside in the sunshine, laid down on the grass, and listened to a Joe Dispenza meditation.
No kidding!
Heck yeah.
That's so amazing. Wow.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. So you're going to have a great time. Teresa DePasquale was just on the show this morning and she's doing a seven day immersion.
Her. Oh, yeah. So I went to it in Orlando. I went to a 7 day and about day five, I'm like, I better go back because I need to make sure that I hold this. So I'm going, Teresa and her hubby and my hubby, and we're all going to the one in Cancun. So yes, if you told me prior to that I was going to meditate, 8 hours a day, get up at 3:30 in the morning, meditate from 4 to 8:30 in the morning and sign back up, I would have looked at you like not a chance. but yes, pretty darn amazing. And what's super cool is, right now from what you've learned, how much you can use that to heal, right? Which is really, really amazing. And that was, I didn't know at the time what I was doing. I had an incredible mentor at 30 that trained me on mindset. I thought she was training me on business. She spent 6 months training me on mindset. And she taught me that the only limitations are the limitations in your mind. I remember she first said it, Rachel. I was like, of course there's limitations. And then she said, there is no right or wrong. There just is. I'm like, of course there's right or wrong. I mean, she would tell me these things and I'm like, this makes no sense. All these things she taught me, I go back now and I'm like, oh, and standing in the hospital as they're telling me they don't think my son will wake up and I'll never walk. And I'm like, he's going to be 110%, and I have already got him there in his future self. And if you don't buy it, you're off the team. You have to be able to see him there too. And all the things I did with Grant, I so clearly saw him in his future self. Like I had the energy of it. We were like completely, I was already there with him. And then he's teaching this. I'm like, oh, this is what I did, right? And when I got my book advanced for Virgin Diet, I'd already seen the whole thing. I knew exactly where it was going. So it's pretty incredible how amazing these things are when you when you use them.
You have the ability to dream, and we need great dreamers right now to dream our future for ourselves, for others, for humanity. And I always learn so much from you, JJ. So thanks for sharing those tips.
You are so welcome.
So where can people learn more about you? How can they pick up your book, Warrior Mom, and your cookbooks and your podcast? Tell us all the ways that people can continue to learn from you.
Yes. So jjvirgin.com. It's an exciting time. I'm stepping back in. I was on a bit of a hiatus over my consumer brand working Mindshare this last year. Now I'm coming back in to work on I'm doing my next book. Very excited about the next book coming out November 2022. So a lot of revamps coming up, new YouTube remodel in the fall and a new podcast remodel. And the products just got a facelift and a remodel. We're doing a big makeover show, a makeover contest starting in a week for a month. Because I was like, well, if the products got a makeover, we should give one too. So in fact, the products look like the frame of this. They look kind of cute. They're unicornish, which I love unicorns. So a lot of fun stuff, but I'm really excited about digging into this next book and starting a whole coaching program, etc. Lots of stuff.
Fabulous. Well, if anyone tuning in here is a health and wellness entrepreneur, you guys should definitely check out the Mindshare community. It's, who I call on if I need support with something, or if I have a client who needs assistance anywhere in the world. You've cultivated probably one of the most rock star.
They health are and amazing. And this fall's event's going to like blow it up. Like October in Scottsdale, I hope you can get out of Canada. It's going to be amazing. So fingers crossed.
I'll be there with bells and whistles on. I was hoping to be in Arizona for this last one and do some hiking. Too. But I really wanted to thank you for your time, JJ, and your transparency and being a woman, being raw, unedited, not being, what's the word that we don't like to use? Authentic, but vulnerable. And we really can learn from our vulnerabilities, leaning into them, things that challenge us. And with your nutrition, make sure you keep that stuff on point because your brain's going to work better. Your skin's going to look better. You're going to have better interactions with people, places, and things and have a better impact on the environment. So thanks, JJ, for being on the show. And for everybody tuning in, you can catch the replay, share it at rachelvarga.ca/blog. And I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email, info@rachelvarga.ca. Book a one-on-one, use promo code podcast15. And I can't wait to highlight your revamped podcast, which you're going to have me on as well again. So right now, Ask the Health Expert. So I'll be sure to share that with my community as well. Thank you for your time, JJ. Always a pleasure. Thank you.